Do you ever get to the point where you can reach God?
You know, I got cocky enough. I remember because I would always come out of body and I go, okay, what do I want to do now? And I can tell you what happened to me. I was floating above the roof of my house after actually going through the roof, which I discovered that I did have 6 inches of insulation in the attic. And floating above the house, above the roof in the night sky, I said, I want to see the light. That's what I said in my consciousness. And all of a sudden, I felt, and this is the best way I can describe it, emotionally naked, meaning that everything that I was exposed, and it felt uncomfortable because, you know, most of us have, you know, we don't have that. We have a lot that we keep to ourselves.
Do you feel drained?
No, I didn't feel drained. I didn't feel threatened, and it wasn't negative. I felt that I just felt naked and exposed, and maybe I wasn't as good as I should have been to try to have that type of encounter. Maybe, you know, in other words, I didn't feel that maybe I was as pure, as angelic as I should have been, or all the little things that I may have kept to myself were now right there on the table, and to bring them to this being, to God, was not something I felt comfortable with because I felt I needed I had a lot more work to do before I would try to do that. So that was the first time. The next time I went through, you know, you can find the tunnel. You can find the tunnel that people talk about.
Do you want to find the tunnel?
You can come back too. What it is, though, is it's a transition from one plane of existence to another plane. And the faster you travel through it, it appears to be a tunnel. So, but at the end of this excursion, so to speak, there was this incredibly brilliant light. I mean, a thousand suns, that type of light. And shards of light were coming off of this light, this thing, you know. And as these shards were coming off of it, they were penetrating me and actually going through me. And what I can say this, and I wrote this in my book, is that because this was after transitioning a black void, a still area, it felt like it was burning away parts of me that I no longer needed. And that had a profound change on me because when I came back, all of a sudden, I was very, very different. And not because I wanted to be different, it's because other people were telling me I was different. And there were certain things and behaviors and ideas and actions and things that I had taken in the past that seemed alien to me and no longer seemed fruitful or beneficial or any kind of way like I would want to do.
I was going to say, are you calmer when you come back?
Well, that's a good question, too, because in aerospace, If you've known anybody in aerospace, especially here in Southern California, every year our budgets come up for review by Congress. And every year we generally have this mass layoff. And people are just, when it comes up to that, they're nervous.
Oh, pins and needles, yeah.
They're walking around with clipboards and you're trying to outshine the other person. And when this was happening, and it was happening on the space station when Clinton took over because he had us redesign the space station. And everybody was worried about losing their job. And I was so calm in this whole process, and I've been in aerospace a long time. I can say I never was calm before. But I was so calm in this process that other people that I worked with, other engineers and scientists, were coming up to me and saying, why are you so calm? What are you doing? What can I do to get this? You're just sitting here, you know.
It's like you don't care.
That's very different.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was a validation because it wasn't like I was trying to be different, but other people were noticing that I was different. And I even had people telling me that there's something strange about you. I feel like the old Al died. I don't even know who you are anymore. And that was in a positive way, though, because, you know, I really felt that, like I said before, certain behaviors and beliefs and things that I would act on those beliefs and behaviors became obsolete where I would no longer do them. So, yes, it brings on this incredible calm and peace because you no longer feel that you have to physically take action to help and preserve your state of being and your financial state and everything that's happening. You shift over into realizing that everything is going along and flowing as it should. I just need to do exactly what I need to do along the course of things and things are going to turn out exactly as they are supposed to. And when you become calm like that, you would be surprised. First of all, your blood pressure goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not irritable with your kids anymore. You get along better with your spouse. And even if you get laid off, it's okay because you start looking to the future for a welcome change. So it definitely brings on this peace in your life that you probably didn't have before. And it endears people and relationships to you that you probably would have been a little more distant with.